Have you ever dreamed of being able to make more money, live a better life, and have the financial freedom that's rightfully yours? Well, now is your chance. With an engaging perspective and tone, your host Ryan Dement will guide you through your journey to financial freedom one step at a time. Let's get to it. Here is your host, Ryan Dement.
Ryan Dement from Chasing Financial Freedom Podcast. I hope you guys are having a great day. Today on the podcast, we have John Shookman. And I tried four times to get it right, and I think I got it, so we're close. He's a realtor. Thank you. He's a real estate coach. He's a social media coach. But what's so great about his story was he was forced into this role when he lost his W-2 job, and he had to figure it out. Guys, this story is going to resonate with you. If you're sitting on the fence about being in that 9-to-5 and you want to go after your passion, John is going to give us that roadmap to get us to where we need to go. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Ryan. Awesome to be here. And I'll just say, anytime I'm on a podcast, thank you for what you're doing through your podcast and helping people. I have a podcast as well, and I know that it can often be a thankless job. So I just want to say thank you for what you're doing for the podcast community and how you're helping and serving people through your podcast.
It can be, and we have that famous saying in the podcast world is podcast fade. I'm going on fifth year on this podcast, and I go back and look at those podcasts that started when I was getting into the business. There's only four left.
Wild.
It's crazy, but let's not go down that rabbit hole. So before we get into your great story and journey, a little bit about who you are, and then we'll get into some rabbit holes because I think we could have some crazy conversations about what you're doing.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. The basic of it is this. I now, like you said, am a realtor, coach realtors, have a membership for realtors, podcast for realtors, do a lot of those things. Social media is a big part of what I coach and teach. But before that, really, I went, 31, 32 years and could not figure out what I wanted to do. My first job at 16 years old was at Sears. I was really good at sales, really good at building relationships. But I've probably had more W-2 jobs than anyone who is listening to this. And I often say I was not robbing from the cash register or sleeping with the boss or anything wild. I just am such a dreamer and an entrepreneur that, for instance, one of my previous jobs was in banking. And imagine the assistant branch manager emails me and says, can you email this person and say this? And I said, did you just email me to ask me to email someone? So I do not have the personality that was very good at saying, yes, I'd love to do that when you could have just sent that email. I don't know that I said that, but I certainly came across a certain way. And I'm such a dreamer. What I love so much about real estate, and sometimes hate, and you see this as a lender and all the things you're doing, no day is the same, right?
No.
I wake up every single day. Mondays, I have a call at 10 a.m. And that's about the only consistent thing in my schedule. So it's a lot of balance. But it's really just about finding my niche, finding what I'm good at. And I would encourage all of you, because we talked a little bit before, your audience is a lot of entrepreneurs, small business owners, realtors, lenders, and they're trying to do it as a side hustle. I would say, like, I had such a benefit. So February 26, 2019, I'll remember the day I got fired. Now, again, I had not been written up. I had not anything. I just was learning. I was basically in this management training program at a bank. Every month or two, you would shift roles. And in the role I was in credit, I was just not good. That's why I'm not a lender, Ryan. I could not figure it out. I wasn't good at math in high school and college. And they let me go. Now, again, never written up. So I got 6 months of unemployment because they did this. But at that point, my wife was pregnant with our first child, who's now 4 and a half. I had to figure it out. I called February 26th that day, my mentor, his name's Vincent Puglisi, still a mentor to me to this day. And I'm crying, saying, what do I do? I can't figure this out. And he goes, John, this is the best day of your life. Because for years, you've had this spirit of an entrepreneur. And I actually thought it'd be photography at the time. I used to do wedding photography on the side. But he's like, you have this spirit of an entrepreneur. You have never put in the time, the energy, and the effort to make it successful. I was like, you're wrong. You're so mean. I thought he was the biggest jerk in the world. It was the best day. It was the best thing to ever happen to me. Because that summer, I talked to friends that I knew that were in real estate. They said, what good. They said, you would absolutely crush it if you could get into it. Now, they talked about the financial hardship at the beginning. They're like, if you can survive the first year, you'll be solid. right? And I'm sure you have with lenders and people you coach and help as well. And I got into it and had no money to spend on. So I got licensed and we had a lot of change at the same time, Ryan. So my son was born. I was licensed August 28th or 29th of 2019. And our son was born September 2nd. So we had all the change at once, our first child. I had every excuse in the world to not make it, to go bankrupt, to whatever. And it took some time. This is just so you guys know, when I talk about social media, it is not an overnight journey. It is just not, and we'll get into that. But I continued posting, continued putting things out there, continued putting myself out there. In my membership community, I talk so much. I say people want to do business with people that they know and trust. Now, I don't know where I got that. That's not original to me, but I'm sure you've heard it. So if you're not telling anyone about your business, how can they build know and trust with you? So I know I'll let you get into the social media stuff at some point, but basically sold nothing for 9 months, thought I was going to lose my house. April of 2020 was my first official deal. June of 2020 was deal number two. That summer, asked my in-laws if we could move in with them because thought we could not keep our house. They were renting, so they didn't feel right about doing that and said no. And from there, like, it just went, man, God bless it. And it's been crazy to the point where June of 2020, we were asking our in-laws, can we move in with you? June of 2022, and I'm going quick, but I want to honor everyone's time. June of 2022, all of our debt was paid off, including our house. It was basically $210,000 swing in paying off debt in 2 years. So it can happen. It can happen for anyone. I am nobody special. I'm not. I'm just not.
So let's just jump right into it. That's a huge swing and congratulations. That's awesome. I love to hear that.
Thank you so much.
If the world ended today and this is the last conversation you had, and I know I'm going off the deep end already, what would be the one thing that you would say or that one skill set that you would say that got you to this point?
Yeah, I would say it's consistency. It's being all in. It's having the mindset that I can have success and can win. Maybe not the best attitude in the world, but I love proving the doubters wrong. Like I have family that said, you'll never make it. Family, when I got into real estate, that said, why don't you go get a real job? And I thought, I've had every real job. I couldn't keep any of them. But it's just about being myself. Half of my real estate clients fire other realtors. So it's focusing, hey, okay, John, you're clearly doing something different. How do you dive into that? Keep diving into being different. I had a client recently that said, oh, no one's ever told me that before. What do you mean no one's ever told you like about the paperwork you need to know? Someone recently said they had worked with a handful of realtors and I was the only one that actually showed them and explained the process of buying a home and walked through the paperwork with them. And I'm like
what?
Realtors, listen to this. It is the biggest purchase of their life. Stop sending documents. See, I get mad, right? Stop sending documents and saying, here, go sign this. Now, you go through one offer on Zoom and it's an hour and you say, here's the purchase price. Is this, here's this. And you miss that offer. And then you go back and say, hey, would you like me to walk through it? Or are you good? Make sure you note on this page, the purchase price, deposit, inspection. You cannot just be sending documents to your client and say, click. Because guess what? What if you accidentally put $350, not $250, and you put the deposit in, there's no other contingencies, and they just lost $50,000. Whose fault is that? Yours. Yours. Yeah.
But that's, well, we can go into a lot of places. That's just attention to detail and making sure that you're in it for the long haul with your client, is it not?
You would think. I tell people, realtors that I interact with and get to coach, I basically said, common sense is not so common. And the things that you think are like, oh, everybody does that. Let me tell you, nobody does it. We have to, I show my clients, and again, it's silly, but I'm like, here is the MLS search. Here's how it works. So when you say to me, John, why didn't that house come up? I can then show you, hey, Ashley, remember when I showed you the MLS search? You put 3 beds, 2 full baths. This has only, or you put 2 full, 1 half. This house had 3 full. So it kicked out the search. So we need to modify the search so it really gets what you want and know that it's not a perfect system. Explaining things have to be so important, right? Stories, Ryan, stories sell. If anyone, and you can go to my social media, look up John Shookman. You don't have to be my friend because it's all public because I don't care, but you're welcome to be. Look at the stories I tell. It's not, oh, hey, here's this home. It's sold. Congratulations. What's the journey? What's the story? I tell the realtors that I teach, I say often, you are not a realtor. You're a storyteller. So I can tell you that your success is determined by the kinds of stories that you're telling. And usually when I'm coaching them, they're not telling. Under contract, congratulations. No, I flipped my business, Ryan, in 1 year, 2020, 40K. So I forget however many deals, doesn't matter. 2021, 120. 2022, 120 by June. And I'm not saying that to be cocky. I'm saying you can leverage social media in the success. No one cares about John. No one cares about me. And I'm not being more, nobody cares, but the client stories that I share, the client reviews. In my 5 years in real estate, 100% of my clients have left me a positive review, 100%, because I leverage it, because I talk about it, because I say, hey, this is really important, it helps my business. I think probably 5% of them have left the settlement table without leaving a review. It's done beforehand. Why? They love me the most, the settlement table. That's what I'm going to get.
Of course.
A review, get a video testimonial, I get it all. And that helps leverage the social media to build my business.
So let's get into social media and let's go right from ground zero. So this is probably a good time to have this conversation with, we didn't pre-talk about this, but all the class action lawsuits that are going on right now with all the major brokerages and the buyers saying that they were duped, blah, blah, blah. Anyhow, I don't buy into the hype. There's always change in life. So it's no big deal. Let's say I'm a brand new agent in the industry today. Yeah. I have no client success stories. Where do I start? What do I do? And how do I get into a place of creating that difference with who I am and start bringing those clients to me?
Absolutely. I'll just make some assumptions here, Ryan. You're a new realtor, so you've had other jobs. So you can do what I did and you can go to people at these other jobs and say, hey, I'm not asking you to buy anything from me or whatever. I just need a couple reviews. So one of my first reviews on my Google and Facebook and business pages said, I worked at a job with John where he basically passion, dedication. This was just a coworker, not even a manager, whatever. He said, because of these skills, I have no doubt in the amazing work John will do as your realtor. That helps grow my business. You have people, even if you just ask a friend, hey, can you give me a reference on my business page? You can just say, I am a friend of Ryan, John, whatever. And I know how hard he works. I know how dedicated he is to his clients. I have no doubt in what he'll do in real estate. So Ryan, I want, as people heard you say that, like they're probably like, oh yeah, I have an out. No, you don't. Because there is always some way to think outside the box. I had a client recently, and this was the one that said, wait, I never thought about that. They were working with another realtor for a year. Could not find a house. They were, down payment was a struggle, the this, the that. I did the math and they were going to sell their other home. And I said, hey, what's your house worth? 260, 270. Okay. And I said, and what do you owe on it? 130. I said, hey, have you ever thought about a HELOC on your home? They have a, long story short, they have business. They didn't want to touch business funds. There's hundreds of thousands of dollars there. They didn't want to touch it. They didn't have you ever thought about a HELOC on your house? They're like, what's that? Why did the realtor not think outside the box, get the full picture of what they were doing and easily say, oh my gosh, you guys have a house for $275. You're buying a house for $400 is what you want to spend. Pull a HELOC out of it and you're 20% down. You go, here you go. And you write the check off equity on the whole.
So there's two things there. One, that realtor is not working with a great lender because a good lender would have given them that scenario, but I'll up that ante. There's also a product out there. There's plenty of products out there that buy before you sell now to where they'll charge you 2.4% interest on that money. Similar to a HELOC, but you're not paying 10 or 12% interest. You're paying 2.4 as long as both sides of the transaction's covered. But yeah, that is that. I see that a lot today now as a lender outside of what I do with our development. And one of the biggest things is the realtors have this blind faith with their current lenders. And they just let them lead them down the path. And I was joking with somebody and I digress and we'll come back. I was joking with a realtor that called me and said, hey, help me out with a hard money loan. And my first question is, why do you want hard money? And she's like, that's what you're supposed to do when you buy an investment property.
Right.
No, that's not. What type of deal are you trying to do? It's an active rental. It has 24 months of history. I said, why would you do that? Get a DSCR. And she's like, what's a DSCR loan? So I explain all that. But if she went to her current lender and her lender said, your only choice is hard money at 13% interest with three and a half points up front, that would have screwed over her clients. This is where I struggle. Maybe we're going to go down that rabbit hole, but we'll come back to it. Is okay. So we've got that first review from a friend or from a prior colleague. Where do we go next? What would be some next steps to really hit the ground running and get some clients in the door?
What I love about this is the questions everybody asks. And it's, so I will explain what, and I will say, if you don't know about social media, do not give yourself a hard time. I spent years, and I was a wedding photographer in addition to my W-2 job. And every time I shared a gallery on social media, someone would say, hey, can we book you for our wedding? So I took that into real estate, right? But here's the deal. If you have no clients right now, one of the realtors I have the honor to coach, her name's Jeanette. Her first year, she did 5 showings a week. And if she did not have any clients, she went and did go-in shows and showed herself houses. Oh, Ryan, here's how I built my success. And you know this, but I'll ask a silly question. So my success was built. I was on social media all the time. Every single showing, my first client, and we won't get into it, I love them, they're great friends, I showed them 63 homes. Instead of sitting here moaning about it and having a fit about it, I realized, hey, in a few years, I'll be able to not show people 63 homes. While I have the time, I will leverage it. I will go and record a story or post at every freaking house I go into, right? I remember one showing a home about 30 minutes away with my son, because I was the stay-at-home dad for the first few months when December, my wife went back to work after he was born. So I'm figuring out showing homes, dad life. I just said, oh, Caden's my helper today, right? Took a picture. Suddenly, I'm not saying, hey, I'm a realtor, buy a house for me. Oh, John's showing houses in York, PA. Oh yeah, John's in real estate, right? That is such an excuse that realtors use because they're like, I have nothing going on. Then make something go on. Go show 5 houses a week. This Jeanette, who I coach, she said 2 of those houses she then sold. She would have never seen them. But she met a client. They were looking at a certain style of home. They didn't see this one on the MLS or whatever. But they said to her, hey, do you have anything that's a rancher, 3-bedroom? That she goes, yeah, I actually just showed it the other day to myself. But she showed. So go in there. Ask the agent, hey, can I share your post on social media? So my success, and you're going to answer this in a second. So Ryan, I did 63 showings for my first client and I was at open houses every weekend. How much money did I make?
Zero.
Zero. Zero. But guess what people kept saying to me? June, I started to see the success, but I'm like, broker than broke. But every single person I would go and sack with, they would say, wow, dude, you are crushing it in real estate. Every time. Social media, guys, I don't care about the hearts, the likes, the comments. It is a vanity metric. Do you want to be good at social media? Go be the mayor of your town. Go show houses because no one's going to know. Don't lie or don't say, I've got so many clients, I can't even handle it. Just go into homes. People are going to see that. And we almost think the opposite. People want to work with someone who has a lot of time. People wanted to work with me when they started to see me having what they perceived as success. That's when they said, hey, can you help us? My first client I spoke to on Thanksgiving 2019, he bought in April. Next one I met in March, they bought in June. But it was 2 deals, man. And then August I did 5. So like coming up on my, so I'm like, okay, now we're like, we made, I think, 15 grand that month. I thought it was like a freaking, yeah rocks. Like it's all about being out there. I will say really quick, and I know you probably want to ask the question. People all the time will say to me, John, I've tried posting on social media. I've tried. You did not try 9 months like me. You did not. And let me tell you something. I'm a huge sports fan, Ryan, and I love the Philadelphia Phillies. And you're probably a Diamondbacks fan. I don't want to talk about it, but we've left. But what I will say is this spring, for the first time in my life, went to spring training in Florida. We spent 5 weeks there, and we're going back for 4 weeks this coming February. Loved it. On the first day we were there at a practice, and I know this is a long answer, but I want to. On the first day of practice, I saw players, Rhys Hoskins, Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, these guys running the bases and like trying to, and the first base coach saying, no, go this way. And you could see some of the players laughing. And my wife said, are they even taking this seriously? I'm like, no, they're having fun. But how do you get to the World Series like the Phillies did last year or lose to the Diamondbacks in the NLCS, but make the playoffs this year and have a pretty good year? You don't do it in September and October, Ryan. You start in February how you run the bases. So if a baseball player can basically for 200 or 300 straight days practice baseball and work on their craft, I do not want to hear it from realtors unless you have put 6, 7, 8, 9 months into this and not one client has come from it. And if you do, get on a call with me. I'll do it for free because if you are not getting business from it, you're doing it wrong.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack there. But that's good. There's a lot of things going in my head that I'm looking at as a podcaster, as a lender, as a builder. I'm like, these are all universal and they all plug in. And it's all about the consistency piece. And the best way I know how to describe it is if you don't continually put content out there consistently, effectively, and being persistent in what you're doing, how is somebody supposed to find you or even connect with you or even want to talk to you? That's where it first starts. And I'm going to go back and a long-winded, but I'm going to ask my question. When in that journey for 9 months, when you were going through that and just not getting the results that you were wanting as in clients, what were some of the things that were going through your mind? And what were you doing to help yourself fight off the, I call it negativity or the crappy mindset? How could we get through those periods? Because there's a lot, we're in a tough market right now. We all know that. There's a lot of realtors leaving the business or they're thinking they have to leave. But there's a thing called social media that can really up your game if you want to jump in now.
For free. By the way, for
free.
Free 99. For free. So what kept me going, honestly, and again, maybe not a good attitude, was the negativity and the doubters who said I could never make it. It really did. Because I said, no, I'm going to be freaking good at this. I know I am, right? I knew it. And to be honest, I think it's a great market. I love this market. I feel bad for you realtors that are leaving, but I love it because I got 7 deals under contract for 50-something, 60-something $1,000 closing in December, and it's going to be great. It is. And guess what, realtors? You make $60,000 a month, you don't go spend it in January. Actually, me and my wife joke that we're going to have a no-spend challenge in January where we don't spend a dime on anything not required. It's going to go the opposite mindset of like,
amen.
I need all this money, I'm going to spend it. But I think what I knew from other jobs was social media work. So I had to figure out a system. But guess what? Every time I shared a story, 150 people saw it. And not like a one upon a time, like a Facebook or Instagram story that's there for 24 hours. I knew, I'm like, huh, interesting. And I would start even early to get messages. Hey, what's the market like in Reading where I grew up? What's the market? I saw the comments and questions going in. I asked my wife probably in the last month or two, when did you know that I was going to have success in real estate? And she said, when clients started coming to you and it didn't look like you were begging people to work with you anymore. That happened by just putting stuff on social media. Many of you are listening to this thing. I can't put myself out there. I'm going to be embarrassed. Be bold. Be confident. Do you believe in yourself as a realtor, right? Then you have to put yourself out there. Most of it is like mindset where you're like, no, I'm not doing that good. It is not dollars, and dollars does not make you a good realtor. I don't care if you sold 40 grand like my first year or 120 or 60,000 in your pocket in December. I don't care. I don't put your story out there. Here's a few, right? Here's some practical stuff. Why'd you become a realtor? That's a video or a post. What do you love about real estate? Be honest too. What's the hardest thing about real estate? Don't name that client by name. They might be your friend. There's all sorts of things. Go to ChatGPT and ask it what questions you should answer as a realtor in Lancaster, PA, and it'll give you 25 video ideas. But that's where I knew the success was coming from, was like that I saw, even if it was just a message about real estate, I saw people. And realtors that I did my classes with to become a realtor were saying to me, oh my gosh, how are you doing this? Holy cow, you're crushing. And I knew you're onto something. I knew I was onto something.
Man, your story is genuine, but it's also real because anybody can do it. You just have to go about and just do it. That's the only way I can describe it. And man, I've got like three or four realtors I'm thinking of right now that keep on. Yeah. I'll reach out to them on a weekly basis, just touch base with them. They always tell me the market's horrible. That's this and that. And I'm like, okay, so what's going on? What are you doing? And they're like, I can't get listings. I can't this. I can't do that. And I'm like, what can you do? And the list is short and typically sometimes it's like dead air. And I let that silence go and that perennial pause. And I'll say, when's the last time you went door knocking or sent somebody a letter or made a phone call? And I know you talk about no cold calling. But right now, we're in that season to where the market's going to rebound. It's going to change because we're not going to stay on this level. And that's a whole nother conversation we could have. But
this is a silly question. Are homes being sold in your neighborhood? Yes.
Yeah. Every single day.
Houses are selling. And the people, here is what I will say. If you are not putting your stuff on social media, this is going to hurt some people's feelings. You're being selfish.
That's okay. We're all right.
You're being selfish. And that was told to me a couple years ago. And I'm like, I said, my mentor, this, I'm like, you don't understand. I'm being selfish when I talk about my business on social media. He goes, and he doubled down. He goes, no, you don't understand. Basically, shut up. He's like, John, do you know realtors in your area that are going to take advantage of people? Yes. That are going to lie? Yes. Be dishonest? Yes. Are you? No. Like, I have integrity, character, right? Okay. Then you are being selfish by not telling people you're a realtor. And I was like, oh my God. It was mind blowing. Because if you right now listen to this, know someone in your area that does not care, right? We, not to make it political, but like criminals break the law, right? But all that to say, you have to put your journey out there because I can't let someone at my church or in a friends group or whatever work with that realtor down the street that is going to take advantage of them. So by not telling people about my business, I'm being selfish and I'm not giving them the opportunity. Go look on my Facebook again. You don't lose my friend. I don't beg for business ever. I share stories. I share my journey. Think about it this way. I love the Phillies. Okay. Love sports. Love the Phillies. People connect with me. We went to our debt-free scream last November at Dave Ramsey. This November, people were like, hey, can you tell me more about Dave Ramsey? Clients of mine. I have not talked about Dave Ramsey on social media in a year, but they are going to remember John as the social media guy. Do what you love, guys. If you love the Arizona Diamondbacks or the Phoenix Suns, or you love hiking in Arizona, share that on your page. Oh my God, I love hiking. Go to a coffee shop, not Starbucks, because you'll be able to buy one drink. Go to a coffee shop, $10, and buy five people. Hey, can I buy a coffee? Why? I'm just a local realtor. I'm trying to meet people. It's no pressure at all, but I'd like to buy you a coffee. I'm John, it's nice to meet you. And here's my card. If I can ever help, let me know. Like, you sit at that coffee shop, you will meet people. I have the real estate swag. I have the laptop thing. I need to get out more and just sit in the coffee shop and meet people. I promise you, someone will walk in and be like, you know what? I just fired my realtor because they suck. Can you help me?
Yeah. What's the funny thing is you're talking about the journey and I put myself on a little bit of a campaign. So I have no problem going out shooting video, media, whatever. I've gotten some complaints from realtors saying they can't get a hold of their lender on the weekends. So I'm like, you know what? This is going to be a great time to go shoot a reels. So I've been shooting some reels and some shorts on YouTube every Saturday and Sunday. I shoot a 30-second video that says, hey guys, Ryan here. Is your lender out sipping mimosas on the weekend? Guess what? I'm here. Here's my digits. Call me, text me, smokescreen, whatever you want to do. For the first several weeks, got nothing. I'm about 6 weeks, 7 weeks into it. For the last 3 weeks, I've had anywhere between 4 to 6 calls on a daily basis. One, checking to see if I'll pick up my phone, and two, saying, I need help. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. Thanks for reaching out. So let's go. It's just funny when you just consistently put it out there that it will happen. And the number one thing, and I'll tell everybody, they thought I was still a builder. And I said, I am a builder, but I'm also a lender too. So why not call? we only thought you built houses, so you're just trying to sell your houses. No, I'm trying to actually sell loans and my houses. Is there anything wrong with that? Nope, got it.
And imagine if so someone in your shoes, Ryan, could be like, I'm on social media and being silly, but imagine if you never told people you're a lender, but then you're mad that people aren't doing loans with you. That's your fault. It's your fault, right?
Like, is my fault. Exactly. And when I first got into this in August, I was hesitant, but it's, you know what? I don't care because it's going to be the benefit of our business. We're going to be able to provide a quality service. I'm at the number one brokerage in the nation, Nexa Mortgage, and we have access to over 220 lenders. If I can't do it, no one else can. So bring on the banks, bring on your credit unions, and we'll figure it out. I have no problem. But that's where I struggled initially. And I said, you know what? I'm not afraid to get on the camera, record a video, and put it out there. So we're just going to do it. So that was my challenge. So I'm doing that challenge to the end of the year, and then I'm going to see what happens. And then I might do something different, but that's my challenge. Is every single Saturday and Sunday, you see my ugly mug on Reels saying, if your lender's out there sipping mimosas, I'm not. I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah. And hustling for you. I think, and Ryan, hustling. My current lender that I use here in PA, I won't get into all the details, but previous lender I had worked with, there were a lot of personal character issues. I was like, I cannot do business with you if this continues. I found out it continued. Basically cut him like that. It was done. Okay. So you can make some assumptions. This female lender, her name's Susan, great. Like, she literally friended me and was just commenting on my stuff. Congratulations. This and that. The other. There's a point, but guess what? Who do you think I thought of when I had this issue with this other lender and cut him off? She probably commented on my stuff that day. Now she's in my membership, part of my community, and my primary lender. It is just so wild and so simple. And in terms of social media, I always love sports. Football is a very interesting sport, Ryan. I was once told, someone said to me, how does Tom Brady score? And love him or hate him, he's probably the greatest player of all time. And they said, does he just throw up Hail Marys 80 or 75 yards each time? No, that's why it's called a Hail Mary. That's for why it's for the end of the game. Tom Brady hands off the ball, 5-yard run, 10-yard run, 5-yard pass, 7-yard run, all the way to the end zone. So realtors are like, I'm going to come on social media once, I'm going to throw up this Hail Mary, and then I'm wondering why I'm not scoring. Because you're not. And I don't want to go off track, but what I would say is, if you're listening to this, you're like, okay, John, what is one thing I can do right now to grow my business on social media? I'll tell you, and almost no realtor does it. Can you please have your freaking phone number on your profile? I'm not talking your profile. Your personal profile, there is an intro section. And on that intro, now mine says like helping realtors with social media. But if it didn't, it would say, John, here in Lancaster, PA, to help you buy or sell, 610-568-4651. I talk to realtors and lenders all the time, and their buyer has, their intro has no phone number, or their bio. Both should have your phone number. It should be right there. You want to make it as easy as humanly possible to be reached. So guess what, guys? When I do a post, if you're interested in buying or selling, call me, John, blah, 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 phone number. And it's in my intro. And it's in my bio. I don't know that people have actually picked a phone from my Facebook, but I want them to be able to. I want to make it as easy as possible to reach me. And that's why I'm so passionate about this, because like literally, realtors, you're missing. You can, there, pause the episode, go on your Facebook, hit your intro, it takes 30 seconds, put your freaking phone number there. I don't get excited about this stuff, Ryan.
No, you don't. I can't tell. My God, we can go into so much stuff. We need 3 hours to talk. We're getting close to the end of this, but I wanted to really dig into, as we wrap this up, action steps that a realtor could take. I know we've talked about getting out on social, being consistent, getting those reviews from individuals that you've worked with before if you don't have any clients. What would be that last, I don't want to say critical, but it's critical step that would help them start attracting clients, bring them in the door, but also allow them to be consistent in their messaging?
Yeah, I was actually about to say something about consistency, and then you mentioned it there at the end. I was already thinking, get on social media, and you need to commit, write it down, commit to posting about my business at least once a week. By the way, commit to posting about something in life once a week. I want to know, if you go to my page, you will see John has a membership for realtors. John loves the Phillies. John has a podcast. John, what, like all these things. John just enjoyed like a weekend to remember with his wife. Like you will see all of these things. I promise you, realtors, lenders, whoever, your clients are Googling you and they are Facebook stalking you. So you need, people will say to me, right, I'm giving you like 20, sorry. They'll say, do you friend your clients? And I'll say, I laugh and I'm like, friend everyone that I sneeze around.
Why?
Because if you reject it, Ryan, I'll probably find you on social media somewhere. If you reject it, that's fine. I don't know. Again, I'm being selfish. You might have a realtor. Ryan should friend me. Maybe my realtor, if this girl one day drops the ball, he could probably connect me with someone in Pennsylvania, right? So like you don't beg for business. You just go out there.
No.
And I think another thing, because we talked about it before, all the time I hear people saying, because I dance on TikTok and I do this and I just start really simple, Ryan. I say, what platform are you already on? For me, my main one is Facebook. Why? Because I got it in 2006 when I went to college. Then a couple years later, they let adults and parents on and not EDU email addresses. What said, Facebook is going to die. It's crap. And Google is basically the biggest social media search engine in the world. Facebook is the second, right? So Google, YouTube are owned by the same company. Facebook is the second. Your clients are searching for you. You need to be on there. But you're really great at LinkedIn. We should probably chat. I'm not great at it, but my 80-20, my focus is Facebook because I'm so good at it. I've done it. This weekend at a conference, I saw someone and she introduced me to her husband. She's like, oh, this is John. I went to college with him in 2006. He's a realtor in Lancaster and this is what he's doing. And I'm like, so interesting. I have not spoken to her since 2007 or 2008. And so this is the stuff I'll honor everyone's time. You could talk to me and I would talk story after story. People that messaged me out of nowhere who I did not even know, no offense, whether they were alive or dead anymore, because it's been over 10 years. I forgot they existed. They see my stuff. They do not like, comment. Facebook is, a ton of people are just lurkers, but they will, when it's time, they will message me, hey, John, I'm looking to buy or sell in Lancaster. Can we chat? Yes, we can. So I think you said one thing and I do 500, but those are just some basic things that you could start doing today, all of you.
Man, there's so much. You know what? We'll have to find a way to get you back on. We could have a special to where we go out with realtors and just have a conversation. I'd love to be able to do that. That'd be great. That'd be huge. As we wrap up, one final question. Any realtors that are listening to this podcast, how do they get a hold of you? Because you've got some great information that they could use and join your group.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Everything I built, Ryan, was built through pain. Everything that I wish would have been there. So at my old brokerage, I said, I'm going to start a podcast. This was end of 2020. So I had been in real estate licensed a year, but basically since that January. And I was told, you don't know anything. You can't start a podcast. I've since left that brokerage and there were multiple reasons. My podcast now has probably 400 to 600 listeners a month, 60,000-70,000 downloads. For some podcasts, that's big. For some, that's, oh, that's it. I don't care. What I care about is it's helping realtors. It's connecting with realtors. I do 3 episodes a week. That's about to shift, but that's what I do right now. So all you want from me is free content. Real Estate Survival Guide. Find the podcast. It's 3 times a week. I think 300, 400 episodes. Oh, a lot of me freaking talking. But all that to say, like, you can also go to therealestatesurvivalguide.com. I had the podcast. People listening to the podcast said, you should start a group. And I'm like, no, I resisted it forever. And then what I created was basically like, what is a low budget that realtors can afford? So when you get on a call with me and you're like, oh, should I buy leads? I'm like, no. I'm like, I will teach you. And my group is $50 a month. Literally what you spend at Starbucks every month. I will teach you through our call Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern. And people are always like, how long am I locked in? Because realtors are so used to being pitched the high price and then being stuck for a year. So I'm like, yep. You're not stuck at all. You pay $50 a month. You bill on November 20th. And on December 14th, you cancel. Yeah, you're in till December, but I'll cancel it. That's it. You get access to all the past calls. So each week, add more value. Today, we did a call all about ChatGPT. Now you can leverage it better in your business for realtors and lenders. So anyway, Real Estate Survival Guide, therealestatesurvivalguide.com. You can find me on social, John Shookman. And I seriously, this is not a pitch. Anyone that wants to have a one-on-one call about social media, I will talk anytime. I'll do it once. I'll be generous. It's on my terms, so I'll fit it into my schedule, but I will get on a call with anyone wants to give you some tips, ideas on social media, because I love it. And I want realtors and lenders to feel like they can have success with it. And you can. And if you're feeling like you can't, have hope. It is possible.
Man, thank you so much for everything. This has been a great conversation. We'll definitely off air figure out how we can circle back around. But thank you, John, for coming on. Great information. Love what you're doing. Love your energy.
Hey, God bless, Ryan. Thank you for what you're doing as well. And thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir.